Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 10, Virgil and Rome.
We now move on to discuss the Romans and the contribution of the Romans. And in doing so, we encounter a situation which is, in one major respect, fundamentally different from what we encountered in talking about Greece and in talking about Rome, because Rome enters the picture and begins powerfully to influence the course of Western civilization after, in the 50 years between 200 BCE and 150 BCE, Rome had conquered Greece. When Rome conquered Greece, they realized, if they had not realized before, that they had proved themselves the military and political superior of a culture which was, in many ways, in most ways, richer and more sophisticated than their own. To their great credit, that didn't particularly bother the Romans, and they set about appropriating Greek culture en masse, Greek art, Greek literature, Greek religious thought. They reconceptualized their own pantheon to some extent and pretended, in fact, that it was a good deal more Greek than it actually was. They conquered, shortly thereafter, much of the old conquests of Alexander the Great, who in the 330s had moved out of Macedonia, just north of Greece, and enshrined at least a small Greek-speaking ruling and upper class all over what had been the Persian Empire, all over the Near East, and in Egypt. All that area was, to some extent and at some depth, Greek-speaking and acculturized in a Greek context, and certainly ruled by Greece. Rome was the successor to that, as it's called, Hellenistic world, Greek-like world, not Greek ethnically, but to some major extent, Greek culturally. And as the Roman Empire is born, a new cultural being enters the world, and that is Greco-Roman culture. When I was a little boy, reading about such things, and I was the kind of little boy, a bad kind, who did read about such things, I was very much annoyed by the phrase Greco-Roman, especially since it's spelled G-R-A-E, forged together, C-O-Roman. What's this funny spelling about? It's a Latin spelling, is the answer. And what's this Greco-Roman stuff? I mean, Greeks are Greeks and Romans are Romans. And what's this strange mix? Well, the answer is this. The strange mix is the culture that developed within the Roman Empire, which was Greek and Roman, Greco-Roman. As long as the empire existed, pretty much everything east of Italy spoke Greek as the language of government and otherwise, for the most part. Everything west of there spoke Latin. It was Greco-Roman all the way down. The urban elites who constituted the Roman Empire as a cultural entity ordinarily spoke both Greek and Roman as well. It really was a Greco-Roman culture. And in that culture, the Romans played a role not unlike the role played by Americans in the Anglo-American relationship. This, many folks from the UK with whom I've spoken, this is an analogy they love, because Britain gets to play Athens to America's Rome. culturally superior, able to enlighten us, able to guide us in ways which are much to our benefit, the repository of most of what's worth remembering and celebrating, and if, it must be admitted at the moment, not politically or indeed even technologically, quite the equal of its boisterous younger sibling, nonetheless, the cultural touchstone by which value is and shall be and must be measured. That's a caricature.